Hi there, welcome to Talk Canicross. I'm Janetta George.
And I'm Gail Walker. We're here today to talk all things Canicross, the fun way to get fit with your dog.
So each month we'll be joined by a special guest or two. We'll hear from professionals, regular Canicrossers, and also dog and human experts in their field. It will be real people and real stories.
So we hope you'll join us, whether it's for training tips, dog talk, or just for fun and encouragement. This is Talk Canicross, brought to you by DogFit. And don't forget to hit subscribe and keep in touch with all things Canicross. We're very excited to have one of our DogFit ambassadors on our podcast today. We have Melissa, otherwise known as Chewy Barker on Instagram, with us. And she has a massive following on social, particularly amongst the beagle owners, as her own dog Chewy is a bit of a pin-up beagle. And he happens to love running with his mum, hence coming on our programme today. So, yeah, Canicross has definitely been a revelation and transformation for both of them. So we really wanted to invite Melissa onto our programme to tell you all about it. So first and foremost, hello, Melissa. So lovely to see
you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's really good to have you on. And you've got such a great Instagram page as well. And
Thank you.
Great that you're one of our ambassadors. But perhaps for people that are listening that don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself and obviously Chewy and what you've done together.
So I'm Melissa. I've been running probably for about 5 years. I ran my first 10K on my 31st birthday. And I think it was like a year after that, I saw someone running with their dog. And I was like, what is this? And then I saw in the results part, there was a Canicross section. So I was like, okay, Canicross. I now have a beagle who is almost one. Googled it, found DogFit. I was like, oh, need to follow this on Instagram. And then I became obsessed. Found a local DogFit instructor, Emma, who was only 3 miles away from my village that I live in. So it's perfect. And then, I mean, I had a few injuries, had some time off, gained a bit of weight, then rejoined Emma after like the first lockdown when you could exercise with people. And that's pretty much when our journey properly started. So I'd say I had like a few taster one-to-one sessions, but definitely July 2020 is when Chewy and I just took off. And it's just been an incredible almost 2 years. It's been brilliant.
How was that whole period around lockdown, and how important was the whole Canicross piece to you? Because you said you obviously went back to it.
Before lockdown, I had a few injuries just from running, but they say rest, and then you will obviously get better, and it's true. Then with like having to homeschool my children, and it was that final, like that lift of being able to exercise, and then I could see on Emma's Strava that she was now running with like groups, and I need to be a part of this, and it was just great for my mental health as well.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. I mean, the thing about obviously discovering Canicross is if you've got a dog, you've got to walk the dog anyway, and you're combining two things. You're getting fit together with your dog. So obviously, as you said, you heard about Canicross and then you Googled it, and then you obviously found DogFit and obviously one of our trainers. Did you buy the kit beforehand, or did you go along and Emma helped you out with some kits?
Emma had some kit for me to test, and as soon as I put Chewy in it and we'd done like one run together, I was like, I need to buy this. And because I already ran, I didn't need to do the couch to 5K, so I was quite confident with that anyway. I just wanted Emma like for the help of commands, what to do really, like the pulling on the lead left or right on the harness bit, if I want him to, you know, change direction. So then I purchased a kit after that.
Excellent. And Chewy, what was his reaction on that very first run that you did with him?
So Chewy, beagle, you know, they love to sniff, stubborn, don't really listen, their recall's terrible. But because I ran with Emma and her dog, it was great because he likes being in a pack. So having Emma and her dog in front was, I was, oh my gosh, my dog can actually do this. Like he can run. We did start, we did have to sniff, but it's just takes time, and just don't give up on the first time you do it. Like, you just keep going. And definitely, like, the Canicross group running in a pack is just, it's so exciting for him.
Yeah, nothing beats that, does it? Because I was actually going to say to you, because obviously Chewy has a huge following, especially amongst, you know, beagle owners, as I said earlier. Yeah. So, you know, and they have a reputation, don't they, for, you know, keeping their noses down and scenting a lot.
Noses down to the ground.
So is it literally just from running in a pack that changed that? I mean, or did it take some time? You know, what if someone's listening to this who wants to get their beagle into Canicross and thinks, oh, it's not going to work because they're going to be too busy scenting? What would you say would be your advice to them?
I would say have a one-to-one if you can find a local dog fit trainer. So you just know, like, the basics of what to do. Mm. Try it and then find a group to run with. Hopefully your Canicross instructor will have a group, a weekly group that you can take part in. And it's definitely being in a pack that helps Chewy. So when Chewy and I do races, oh my gosh, everyone can hear us probably from like a mile away. He's just so excited and he's just raring to go.
So someone that's competed in a number of Canicross events, it would be really lovely to hear about your experiences. I know you went from that first class with Emma, and then went on to take part, and also you continue to do that, but describe that first event. How did that go, and which one was it?
The first event was amazing, because it was also my birthday. I'd originally planned to do the middle distance, which was the half, but I'd unfortunately hurt my ankle, so I wasn't ready for that, and I dropped down to the short, which I think was 11 kilometers. And I found this race company because you list them on the DogFit website of Canicross races to take part in. And it was Maverick Races.
Oh, yeah. And
they are, what an event. What an event to do. They are just so brilliant. Absolutely love them. So the weather was great. September time, not too hot, but it was nice and sunny. In the hills, meeting like-minded people who like running with their dog. It was just a great event. And the start line, I think it was their first mass start line since COVID. So it was just great to, you know, just get some normality back together and just hearing the dogs being all excited. I highly recommend.
And how was Chewy? Was he really excited? Did he know what was going on?
He was so excited. And he was an absolute superstar. He actually got me up a hill. Surprisingly.
Wow.
Sometimes I take him up the hills, and sometimes he's a bit helpful downhills, which we don't always need, but you know. Yeah. still working on that, but it's just a great event, and to have my dog with me to experience it and coming across the finish line and seeing the children, he was just so excited.
Yeah, Maverick put on a good race. Actually, Jeanette and I have done a few, and they always make you feel very welcome. And I've always seen lots of Canicrossers taking part, and obviously you get to see some lovely scenery and go somewhere new, don't you?
It wasn't the Maverick event in the dark, though, was it? Because you'd done one where you were running an event with a head torch on.
Yes,
your Instagram. So,
after that Maverick race, I was like, right, what else can I book? And it was just perfect season, like September through till like April, was perfect Canicross weather. So I pretty much booked as many Canicross races as I could.
So what makes you, you know, get excited about taking part in an event versus going out for a social run or a, you know, a class with Emma? You know, what makes you want to do the eventing?
I think because in an event, you actually become quite competitive. I know I do. It's well, obviously for the medal, Mondays. We love that. She gets a little medal. and you do follow people through Instagram, and 9 times out of 10, you see them at these races. And it's really nice. Like, I saw Kat at a race in April, And as we ran past her, she's like, "Come on, Chewy!" Recognised Chewy before she recognised me. But there's just so many other nice runners out there that you meet through the power of social media and running with your dog. And these are really, I think, good points of social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like-minded people that love their dogs, that you know, enjoy being out there. I know there's probably some people listening that maybe are running but have never taken part in an event, maybe a little bit nervous, you know, worried about their dog at the start. Have you got any tips for this? I mean, all dogs get excited at the start because they know something's about to happen.
Yeah.
But what sort of tactics do you use with Chewy? I mean, when he's at the start of a race, is there anything particular that you work together on?
So at the start of a race, we tend to arrive at the start line probably about 3 minutes before we go. Just because he is so excitable. But it's not just my dog that's doing it. Everyone else's dog is doing it. So you really don't need to feel like, oh gosh, my dog's making a lot of noise. They are all excited and raring to go. When we go to a race, we get out, we walk along the car park, you know, come on, should we do wee-wees, poo-poos, all of that. Saying it in that voice, come on, let's go. Some dogs like to go to the toilet 2 minutes after they've taken off from the start line. These things just happen. Poo bags, you just need to carry your poo bags. I always carry a water bowl and bowl for Chewy anyway, because sometimes I guarantee the muddy puddles to drink out of, which he prefers to do than the fresh water from the tap. I just think you need to go for it. Book yourself onto a race with your dog. And like myself, I've done, I think, 6 or 7 since September, and I wish I'd done more beforehand. Like, it's just the buzz afterwards. Buzz before, the buzz afterwards. Everyone's excited. Don't worry about your dog being noisy. Mine will be noisier.
Yeah. And do you think it really helps Chewy doing these races?
I do, because he's a stubborn beagle. And when we're running, I am talking to him. So I'm constantly like, right, come on, quick, up, you know, the left, right. Let's go, good boy, constantly praising him, talking to him. And so when sometimes he's off lead on just like a walk, I feel like he's listening a little bit when he's not being so stubborn. So definitely commands have helped. And the more I canny cross with Chewy and he's on a harness, the less time he has to roll in poo, so.
That's true. And what about the bond that... Yeah, they love the poo. What about the bond that you've established together as a result of doing Canny Cross? Would you say that's deepened?
Yes, so much more. Because I have someone to run with. Mm. And I've always got someone to go out with. The bond is just unreal. My husband and children would say, oh, you like the dog more than us.
And tell us something we don't know.
In case they listen.
I've heard that before as well. But it's amazing, isn't it? Isn't it when you're running together? I that's the one thing I love, taking part in events, and I've done quite a few. And there's a moment where the two of you are running together, and I swear the dog knows. It's like you are just running together. It's it's an amazing
I also he knows where the photographer is as well, because we've had some great race photos recently. I swear he's actually smiling for the photographer.
He knows he's a pin-up Instagram dog. Yeah. That's right. So what's on the plan for the future then? Because obviously I know we're in the downtime now for the summer. But have you already got your calendar kind of lined up for next year or for the end of the year?
So I've got 2 in November. Again with Maverick. And I might just do some solo ones for myself, but I remember last year with the group runs for Canny Cross, they were getting later and later in the evening, just so we could see if we could squeeze a few miles in together if it was cool enough. Hopefully a few Canny Crosses in the evening if the weather's cool. Looking forward to opening up that race calendar again.
Yeah, and it's amazing, isn't it, how Canicross, and even if you are doing solo runs, it's giving you the inspiration to kind of keep up with your fitness training and keep up putting the miles in. There's some really nice events, actually, the Coastal Trail events, which are really quite beautiful around the country. So the CTS series that allow dogs, so they're, if you want an away weekend, that's always, they're always nice ones to have a look at. So we've got those listed in our events as well.
So much to choose from. So sounds exciting. So, I mean, you sort of touched upon it very briefly at the beginning of our chat, Melissa. But, you know, we know from talking to our customers that Canicross plays a huge part in their mental health and well-being. And I know you sort of mentioned it, but, you know, would you say that's been the same for you since you've discovered Canicross?
Yes, 100% yes. Just being outdoors with your pal, getting the fresh air in, getting some exercise, those endorphins. I mean, I do laugh because sometimes when I get a harness or a lead out, Chewy will hide under the table because he's so lazy. He loves snoozing. But once we are on that run and those ears are flapping, it's like those endorphins kick in for both of us. Nice. I guess you have days, don't you, where you're a bit like, oh, I don't want to go for a run. But as soon as you go out, you take in that bit of fresh air, and you hit the trails and the endorphins do kick in afterwards. You feel great.
Yeah, and you can literally run anywhere. And I think one of the things you touched on earlier when we were chatting about the traits of beagles and is that their recall can be a bit kind of iffy, can't it? So
yes.
If you're running with your Canicross kit, it means that you can run anywhere. You don't have to worry about them running off.
Exactly. On attached me, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So in for Chewy then, have you sort of said that, you know, he'd prefer to be a bit of a snoozer, but once you get the kit on, he's out there and hot to trot. How many times a week do you run out with him? What's your normal week like for you?
It's at least two times a week, possibly three. So once a week with my Canicross crew. That's Tuesday evenings, and then a weekend one. And if I need to squeeze in 2 miles before work and I'm a little bit late, I'll quickly, instead of walking him for an hour, I'll run with him for half an hour. So yeah, that's what we tend to do.
Oh, brilliant.
So he's good for a good 10K, but no more than 8 miles. He then, you know, just likes to snooze.
Yeah, and I think that every dog is different. You have to know your dog, and you know, we always advise that with all our customers. It's just because the dog's got lots of energy to run, you have to really measure every dog's an individual. So but you know, you sound like you've just got such a great relationship with them.
Yeah, he's good fun. And all is forgiven when he's been naughty.
We could all do with some of those go faster ears, like you said, oh, flapping, yeah. Take off.
Yeah,
exactly. So the name Chewy, tell us why you picked that name. I mean, it's a fun name, but I think, you know, it'd be quite interesting to share with everyone how he got his name.
So my surname is Barker. My husband and children absolutely love Star Wars. So they decided he will be Chewy Barker.
Love
Chewy Barker. Yeah.
Excellent. Has he got any Star Wars pajamas or any outfits that he has to wear?
Well, he did have a couple of teddies. He did have some Chewbacca and Yoda teddy bears, but he defluffed them, so they don't last very long.
Oh, excellent.
The Force was strong with him, clearly.
I love it. Brilliant.
Oh, that's really brilliant. I mean, it's been so lovely to have you on this show, and we'll link your Instagram page in the show notes as well, and I'm sure there's, you know, lots of people kind of going to be interested in your Canicross adventures and following you, and maybe seeing you at some of the events, as you said, other Canicrosses, so people can have a little look at our events listing page. And yeah, we look forward to tracking your adventures as well. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me,
Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Talk Canicross. We really hope that you've enjoyed it. But don't forget to hit subscribe so we can keep you up to date and let you know when the next episode comes out. Happy canicrossing.